You're listening to SBS News.
Lentils, rice, flour, the rotis.
They say a crisis brings out the best and worst in people. And across the country, in community halls, homes and behind the doors of shuttered businesses, Australia is at its best. The coronavirus crisis forced the owner of a kebab restaurant in Lakemba in Sydney's west to temporarily shut down. Rather than let the space go to waste, he's opened it up to a small army of volunteers from the local Bangladeshi community. Noman Shamin, who is leading the initiative, says for the past month, the team of 12 has been coming here every day to prepare hundreds of meals for newly unemployed international students.
12 volunteers working with us every single day. And we are cooking here the fresh food, and we'll be packing here every single day, and we'll provide the food for at least 100 people to 150 sometimes.
The group, most of whom have lost their own jobs, rely on food donations from the community, as well as the time and skills of local chefs, including Shimon Ram.
I am cooking a different menu every day, chicken biryani, chicken curry, then rice, vegetable.
Nimaloya Talukta, a local lawyer, has been coming here every day.
And this is the time also to show that mateship and greatness as Australian.
When the pandemic hit, the Hindu Council of Australia set up a national hotline to assist those in crisis. Sai Paravastu, the Director of Community Services, says it's designed to help all Australians who are struggling both financially and mentally.
Set up a national line, and we are doing across the country, pretty much in every territory and state.
Their impressively coordinated response draws on the skills of various community volunteers, from doctors, including brain surgeon Dr. Prashant Rowe,
particularly those people who cannot afford to go to their GPs,
to psychologists who've been offering Zoom counselling sessions, and delivery truck drivers. Volunteer Jay says since the beginning of April, around 2,000 kits have been delivered to families across capital cities.
40 kits on an average per day. But on the weekends, it's more. It might go up to 60 to 80. This trolley, what you see here, is mainly for us. It's being sent through Australia Post to people who are in Tamworth or Newcastle, Wollongong, Armidale. When we deliver, they literally are in tears. And they say that, thanks, if you had not come today, we would have not had a meal for today.
Raul Jetty, also a volunteer, says those with investment properties have also been putting up their hands to help by providing accommodation for those who can no longer pay rent.
Developers said that we have certain properties which are vacant and you can use them.
He says they've housed up to a dozen people so far. Each Saturday for the past 6 weeks, Rashid Sheikh, a biomedical engineer, says he and his family have been waking up at 6 a.m. to cook up to 40 meals for international students who have lost their jobs and are ineligible for government benefits.
University students, international students, how they are going to pay their rent. At least I can provide a free lunch on a Saturday.
Communities uniting while standing apart. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.